Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 25th of September. And looks like we are joined by my friend, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Dr. Lynn Wilbert was the personal physician of my wife, Dr. Moore. He is my personal physician. We're going to be talking to him about health-related matters. And looks like he dropped off. We'll get him back here in a moment. And we're back. If you want a private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, just give him a call, possibly become his client. Here's his telephone number, 314-495-6480. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, John Moore. Here we are again.
All right, here we are. So are you sitting in your vehicle at the edge of the golf course, sir, or are you at home?
Well, you know, John, I tried that the first time, and I so look forward to those two events. This one, the international radio broadcast conference call, and there's just something about fall golf that makes me become even more enthusiastic. And so when I did that the one time, I found it difficult to settle down. Golf is a game of calm, and I tend to get excited when I have a captive audience and I talk about something that I'm passionate about, and something that I live on a daily basis, and something that I teach. And so, you know, instead of compromising both, because I was thinking about where the fellows were on the golf course and that I joined them, it just was it didn't present the continuity that I prefer. So I'd rather focus my attention on sharing the limited knowledge that I have about the body, and then focus my attention later on concentrating on moment to moment, moving that ball to my goal, get it in the hole. So nope, not today, John. I'm contemplating the next few days.
Well, I've seen you with an audience of 1 or 2 and how enthusiastic you get. And now that you've got an audience of 10,000 plus every day, I've got 19,000 followers on my YouTube channel, by the way, Doctor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, yeah, so we'll talk about health related matters. Something that always keeps coming up is how it's not optional to be properly hydrated, and how people consuming Gatorade, soft drinks, tea and coffee are really not doing their bodies a favor as far as hydration, are they?
That's exactly right, John. Believe it or not, even though the temperatures are, it's a lower 60s right about now in most of Missouri and some upper 50s, even though the weather is cooler, that doesn't lessen your need for water, H2O. H2O, that's water. Water comes in various forms, but it doesn't matter. You know, I don't know if you inhale vapors, that's the same thing. But you can chew ice or drink water. But any other liquid, whether it's Gatorade, orange juice, tea, coffee, any other liquid is considered by the stomach as food and requires a digestive process to go along with it. And with that being said, when you engage the digestive process, you need digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes are comprised of water, good answer, and so is blood, and lymphatic fluid, and cerebrospinal fluid, and synovial fluid, and hormones, and every liquid in your body is comprised of water. Two-thirds of your body is water. I have a machine in my office that is the second most Well, the first most is the buoyancy test you do for the Navy or the military, where you lay in this cold tank with electrodes attached to your barren body for a couple hours, and they measure percentage of body fat, percentage of lean weight, and percentage of water. Well, I have the second most efficient machine, and you don't have to lay in water. It is an infrared beam where I can measure a composite area of body fat. We tend to store it in our bellies and hips and abdomen and arms and all over, actually. And so it tells me the ratio and percentage of those lean weight muscle, lean muscle, water, and fat. Now, some people don't want to know how much fat they have. Well, I think that's a good number. That's a good number, because if you have fat, then we do need fat. Trust me. Fat is fundamental in rebuilding cells. But water is the catalyst for that. So let's just consider what happens when you put water into your body. I'm sure most of the audience has heard of free radicals. Free radicals. Free radicals are not good or bad. They exist. In my opinion, when you assign something good or bad, you're putting your subjective interpretation on what you observe, and that's called judging. Judging slows down your healing. Trust me. Even yourself, when you judge yourself, oh, man, that was so stupid, slows down your healing. I resigned from the Talk Less Than Positive About Dr. Lynn Club some time ago. I do not do that. And so H2O, oxygen in nature, exists as a dual molecule. If you look at the periodic chart, oxygen is O2. But in liquid form, oxygen is a single molecule. So when you drink water, and the rule, 8 ounces a day, 8 glasses a day, bunk. Not true. It's like saying cow's milk does a body good. Not true. Half your body weight in ounces of water. And what I'm doing now, John, I'm making sure, believe it or not, most people become more dehydrated during the autumn and winter months than they do in the summer, because it's obvious
you need water in the summer. You go, oh, I'm so thirsty. If you say, I'm so thirsty, you're already dehydrated. By the time you get to the point where you recognize you are in need of the elixir of life, water, you're already dehydrated. And so what my goal is to drink a gallon of water a day. I'm a slim, trim, probably 186 or 7 pounds today with 15% body fat. And I'm in my premarital fighting weight because before I got married to Carolyn, you know, I had to put this piece of property on the market. So it was market ready. Which reminds me.
Okay.
Which reminds me, John, I will spend this weekend. We were joined at the hip to some amazingly talented and intelligent women.
That's right.
And if you remember, Marianne was an avid student of Dr. Mortar, as am I.
Right.
And I'm converting all of her. I have a device. I'm turning back into a techie. I was a techie as an engineer, then I got away from it. But I got so much techie stuff going on now. It's so much fun. But I have a device that can convert audio cassette, and I haven't found VHS. I haven't found one of those players yet, but I will. And I can convert audio cassette to CD and then convert that to an electronic file, and I can listen to this age-old information. Because remember, truth doesn't change. Truth stays the same. That's one identifying marker of truth. I happen to have a pretty good handle on the truth about health, and I study it every day. And the more I study it, the more passionate I become about how it works, because the human organism is the most fascinated piece of machinery on the planet. So back to water. Let's do a little chemistry. I love chemistry. Well, I do now, but I didn't. I had to stay up all night when I lived in Minnesota just to pass a final exam in organic chemistry. I made nylon stockings as an extra credit, and I got out of there with a C+. Oh, my goodness. So water is important. Well, I don't like water. Well, get over it. Get over it. If you don't drink water, you will expire. You drink water, H2O in its liquid form, single molecule of oxygen. So once it gets in, there's what happens is water is one of the two substances that do not have to be digested. It goes into the belly and directly to the bloodstream. That's how important it is. Now, a free radical is an unpaired electron. In the world of chemistry, molecules travel and exist in stereo mirror images. In other words, if you look at your right hand, your left hand is a mirror image of that. That's how molecules exist in nature. That's why you don't do microwave oven. You put anything in the microwave, it turns it from acceptable and identifiable food to something that is identified as garbage with zero nutrients, and you use all your energy to get it out, and you get no nutritional return, none. Microwave ovens take and we've all heard of trans fatty acids. They're banned in Europe. They're supposed to be banned in this country. I don't know if it's going to happen because it's fast money for a bunch of people, but it kills a bunch of people too. Anything with trans fatty acids in it, do not feed it to a skunk. And certainly don't eat it.
Well, doctor, going back to microwaves for a moment, you may or may not be aware of the following. It's illegal to sell microwave ovens in the entire country of Russia.
What? I didn't know that. No.
Well, communists treat their people like cattle, and ranchers won't allow anything to hurt their cattle. And the communists won't allow anything to hurt their people. And they know that the microwaves are harmful. There's a simple – I want just a moment to talk about this, please. a simple junior high school experiment. You take 10 tomato plants, 5 on one side of the counter, 5 on the other side of the counter. The 5 on one side, you give plain water that just come out of the tap. The other 5, you take water that's been microwaved and give that to the other 5 plants. The 5 plants receiving the plain water, they thrive and grow like they normally do. The ones receiving the microwave water all wither and die. You've changed the water when you microwave it. You have changed the water.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I will put that in my repertoire of stories.
Well, it's a simple junior high school experiment, even elementary school, that anybody can do. But it's microwaves. This is important because microwaves are ubiquitous. There's very few homes. My home is one of them, and yours is also. It does not have a microwave oven. It's an expected appliance in every American home, just like a toaster, a washing machine, a dryer, a refrigerator. Microwaves are part of almost every home in America, aren't they, Doctor?
Yes, I remember my daughter, who's 40 years old. Woo, 40 years young. And she lives in Atlanta, and she was in middle school. She says, "Dad, we need to go get a microwave." I go, "Why?" "Well, you know, so we can warm up things fast and, you know, do some microwave popcorn." And I say, "Well, do you know how to cook popcorn? It's called a kettle with some butter and oil and heat it up and throw some, when it's hot, throw some kernels in there and cover it. And when it stops popping, it's done."
Right.
"Why we need a microwave?" "Well, Dad, everybody on the block has one, so."
That's right.
Everybody runs to the edge of the cliff.
Yep.
I was the last person on the block to buy a VCR. When I really don't want to watch the first place. I remember the first evening that we bought a VCR. I don't remember what movie it was, but at the tip of my memory bank here. But I was sitting on the couch, and I remember my head, you know how we nod? Your head rolls forward, boom, and you snap your neck and you wake yourself up and lean back and you snap your... Yeah, I did that throughout the movie. And when the movie was over, my wife said, "Okay, honey, let's go to bed." The movie was watching me. I went to bed and I woke up with the worst case of torticollis. That means stiff neck. We used to call it crook in the neck, whatever you want to call it. When I raised my head up off the pillow, I felt it so much, I laid back down because I knew it.
Doctor, your audio is in and out. I don't know what's going on.
I'm at the airport.
Well, stand in one place.
No, I'm. My mind is moving, but my body isn't.
Okay. All right. Well, your audio comes and goes here. It's very distracting.
On the break, I'll call Julie back on the break.
Okay.
See if we can get a better connection.
Yeah, we got a break coming up in less than 2 minutes. So the first time you watched a film using a VCR appliance, you kept falling asleep, it sounds like.
Yes, and I woke up with the worst case of crook in my neck that I've ever had in my life. I proceeded to several chiropractors, and it was a Thursday. I showed up at one of my colleagues' office in the morning. "I'm not leaving until I'm better." And I was there for a few hours, and finally, my children didn't even want to hang out with me. Every bump in the road hurt. I felt it more, but I got over it. Your neck is the housing for all communication, whether it's vascular, neurological, muscular, or structural. Your brain and your head is attached to your body by way of your neck, which means your neck is really, really very important.
Hold on, doctor. Hold on, doctor. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 25th of September. This hour sponsored by Ready Pure Water Filtration Systems, Gravity Feed Water Filters. They're even better than Berkey's. They got a nice, solid stainless steel spigot instead of that flimsy plastic one that the Berkey's have. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you'd like to be his client, possibly get a private consultation, just give him a call at 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All righty, John. My mind is excited. And I think we were talking about the microwave and why it's not acceptable as a daily thing. And we've come to accept it. See, as we mature, it's called accumulation of living. Accumulation of living. And I'll introduce a couple of words that we'll talk about next time. Enthalpy versus entropy.
enthalpy versus entropy. And since our bodies are moving constantly since the moment of creation to the moment of physical expiration, then there's an expected outcome over time, meaning that function is expected to decline, but not necessarily. That's just what we've been taught. I may have shared the story. I have to look back over my notes. I used to, as a chiropractor and an expert in spinal function, and I've studied this because I took my engineering knowledge to the principles of the mechanics of the spine. When you're in a 5 to 8 mile an hour vehicular crash of any kind, you injure your spine. Ooh, that was a flow. I got to use that. You injure your spine, and the part of your spine that you injure is the ligament. There's muscles, there's bone, and there's ligament. There's other structures, but these are the three mainly involved unless you break a bone or puncture an organ or something. And so when you are in a crash, your head goes forward and backward 5, 10 times. You know, those crash dummies, you see them in slow motion. Yeah, that's what your head did several times. And it decreases, what injures the ligaments, and it decreases the function of the ligaments. And ligaments are the only structures in the body that never heal 100%. Bones, if you get them set straight, they heal stronger. Muscles can be rehabilitated if you injure it. Even post-surgery, they can get to 100% function. Ligaments never get to 100% once they've been injured or compromised. At best, it's 90 to 95%. And so with that being said, I remember I was downtown St. Louis, Missouri, as an expert witness for one of my clients. And this attorney, shrewd attorney, he said, well, Dr. Woodward, you said these structures do this. Isn't it true? Isn't it true? You never agree with attorneys when they start off. Isn't it true? You say no. Even if it's true, you say no. Isn't it true? Because I started off, he says, and you're Dr. Leonard Wilbert. I said, no, I'm Dr. Leonard Brian Wilbert. Ooh, game on. He said, isn't it true that over time, you know, I'm in my late 50s, and I've been practicing for over 20 years, and, you know, I see myself getting shorter. Isn't it true that everyone gets shorter over time? I said, no, it isn't, counselor. He says, why is that? The only reason why a person gets shorter in stature over time is because they don't understand how to maintain their spine. Oh, you get shorter over time if you don't know how to maintain your spine. I do. I'm a spinal specialist. Your spine houses your spinal cord, and your nerves go to every structure in your body. And I said, well, you know, doctor, counselor, the only reason why a person shrinks over time is because they don't know how to take care of their spine. I like that. That's why I said this again. Your disc height, the little pad in between the vertebrae, they tend to decrease over time because of gravity and posture. That's why in the morning when you get up and get in your car, you have to adjust your mirror up. Because you're taller in the morning, when you get in your car at the end of your day, you have to kind of put it down just a smidge. It's because you're shorter. No, counselor, the only reason why you get shorter over time is because you do not know how to maintain your spine, which is designed to last forever. The design in and of itself is to last. Is designed to last forever.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 25th of September. Got some fun things coming up. A romantic Valentine cruise, February 14th. Alaskan cruise in June. We're going to spend a week at Steve Whitman's resort up there in Maine. We haven't got that posted yet. Someday next week. Also, if you want to sleep as good as a small child every night, do what I do. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Seriously. You got arthritis pain? Get yourself an energy cleaner. It will help. It helps everybody with energy, with arthritis pain. If you are one of the unfortunate 1% or 2% that don't get help, that's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're getting restocked on everything, getting these back orders all taken care of the next few days. Ready to ship out new energy cleaners and mattress pads to the people that need them. Check out the details at my website. You can place your order right there. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. my personal physician. If you want to make an appointment with him, have a private consultation, possibly become his client, that would be a good thing. 314-495-6480. I say again, 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right, John. I do want to send a shout out to John in Texas and John in California. And I think there's a, why are there so many Johns? They're all over the place. New York, Tennessee.
It's the third most popular first name after Muhammad and Jesus is John. John in Tennessee. Let's not leave out John in Tennessee. Yes.
And then there's Tina. I spoke with Tina on a couple of occasions. We're starting to permeate the consciousness of our listeners here. And we all need as much help as we can get. And what seems to be minutiae is not minutiae for the universe.
No, see, not at all, Doctor. Hey, Doctor, I got somebody here that needs help. Stuart in Maine. Good morning, Stuart.
Stuart in Maine, okay.
Okay, good morning, gentlemen. I had a question. Years ago, I read a book by a guy, I think his name was Tobe, T-O-B-E, and he was a health and nutrition writer, and he cured a back problem he had by eliminating wheat from his diet. He said something like it kind of lodged in the spine and expanded, and he eliminated it. Second point, I've noticed that when my back is stiff, if I skip a meal, a lot of times it will loosen up. So your thoughts?
Ooh. I'm gathering my thoughts, Stuart. I was teaching in Sedona, Arizona, and, you know, I put my heart and soul into this presentation of advanced doctors, and I get off the stage, and this advanced marketer, he looked at me, and he says, you know, Dr. Leonard, that was and my final statement was, my intention is to share this message of truth about health and wellness with more excitement and more energy. Can you help me do that? Yeah, I got a round of applause and standing ovation, all that stuff. Now, walk off. I get to the back. Ooh, it's called
going down the right. We're losing. You're in and out, Doctor. Your audio comes and goes.
Yes. Well, at that point, I was choking, so there's nobody here to do CPR, so I had to. I don't want anybody to think I needed help. But no, water went down the trachea. It's not supposed to do that.
Nope.
And so I get to the back of the room, and this master marketeer, he's about 6'5", he says, Dr. Leonard, that was one of the most lackluster performances I've ever seen. And I just looked at him. I'm going, he didn't say that. And he obviously, 95% of communication is nonverbal. 95% of communication is nonverbal. Trust me on that one. And he saw my face. He said, Dr. Lynn, I'm just kidding. That was one of the most passionate, energetic presentations I've ever seen you do. Keep it up. But see, you couldn't tell what I was thinking by looking at my face, but he could, because I'm going, you got to be kidding, dude. And so perception is in the eye of the beholder. That's like beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Perception. You cannot be beautiful, but the beholder perceives it such. And so, Stuart, wheat is a grain. Most grains do not get properly digested through the intestinal tract. Wheat is also an inflammatory product. I've eliminated most wheat from my food intake. I started to say diet, but you don't want to diet. You don't want to die. You want to eat more food. I just got on the scale. I'm 189 pounds, John. I was surprised at that. Yes, but I can take it. And so wheat is an inflammatory product. If I consume wheat, it's stone ground organic bread or one of those flat thingies, tortillas or something. But that's a very minimum part of my diet because it creates inflammation. And if you don't believe me, just eat some popcorn of any kind, microwave, I wouldn't suggest that. Pop some popcorn on the stove and eat it and watch kernels come out your teeth and out your belly in your stool a week later. You don't digest the husk of wheat or corn or any of that. So I've eliminated most of that from my diet, except for on occasion when I go to a Mexican restaurant, then, you know, you splurge, but that's moderation. The other thing you
Go ahead, Stuart.
Okay, just on that first point, do you find that sourdough bread is an improvement over the regular wheat bread?
Yes. And the reason is the sourdough bread, they take it through a fermenting process, which allows the belly to digest it a little differently. Yeah, yeah, it's different. But again, bread in and of itself, starch in and of itself should be a 25% or less of what you take in your body. 80% is fruits and vegetables. Now, your other comment, Stuart, was you mentioned wheat, yep. And what was the other one?
The other one was I found that skipping a meal, if my back is stiff, skipping a meal will have a tendency to loosen my back up.
Oh, yes. Okay. All righty. So skipping a meal is called fasting.
Yeah.
Fasting, yes. That's called fasting. And under proper supervision, fasting is good. I am testing. That's how I know how to share it, because it works on me. If it don't work on me, I don't share it. There's a concept called, it's not intermittent fasting. It's some kind of fasting where you have a 6 to 8 hour window of where you consume food. And then the other, you know, let's see, 18 and 6 is 24. Yeah, the other 16 to 18 hours, you don't consume food. But you need food as fuel, yes. That's why you eat, is to get raw materials or minerals in so you can rebuild, repair, rejuvenate, and continue living. And so fasting causes your system to use its reserves. It's reserve stored minerals in the liver. It's reserve stored glucose in the liver. And so it burns off all the fluff, the floss. You know, when you're cooking something, that little scum on top of whatever it burns it off. And so now your body is using the raw materials that it has stored, and the raw materials that it has stored is why you're still living. You have enough minerals to buffer the acid of itis. Acid, itis, arthritis, tendinosynovitis, cholecystitis, colitis, you got the point. But never heart itis. Never heart itis. So when you go into intermittent fasting, that's what it is. When you go into, and I'm experiencing that myself because I only eat now when I am hungry. Not hungry, but when I feel my blood sugar dropping. I can tell when my blood sugar is dropping. I'm undergoing this dental experience, and they shoot you in the forehead with this thermometer when you go into the office, right? I'm going, excuse me? You just took my temperature just by shooting my forehead. I can tell you what it is. It's 96. And she looked at me and she said, 95.6, Doc. What's with your nose, my body? But see, that kind of gets my attention, because the next thing they'll be doing is retinal scans. I'm not for that. Next thing they'll be doing is mass vaccinations. I ain't for that either. And so when you do intermittent fasting, you allow your body to burn up the waste and access the raw materials, decreasing inflammation. Just remember, when you start eating, just eat vegetables. Vegetables, and if you choose to eat meat, eat the meat first. Now, animal protein is okay, but according to my study of human history, at one point we didn't eat animals, which means, in my mind, that we don't necessarily need animal protein to build muscle, but we do need protein, plant protein, a couple of greens, collard greens, kale, turnip greens, but they did the study on collard greens. A bowl of collard greens has more protein than an 8-ounce steak. There are bodybuilders, you can Google it and document it, they are vegetarian and they build muscle. So the concept that we need meat to build muscle is erroneous. It's not true. It is not true. The less meat you eat, the healthier you are. We just happen to live in a cattle and cow country, so that drives the economics. Enough said about that. So the fasting, I recommend it, but you must monitor. If you felt better, and see, the body is the perfect messenger. The body is the perfect, did I say perfect messenger? Well, that means that we never, ever ask ourselves or another human, what's wrong with me? My knee gets my attention. You go, oh, what's wrong with my knee? My back's killing me. My shoulder's giving me a problem. Excuse me? You came here with this body, you're going to leave with this body, and you talk about it that bad, guess what? It's going to get your attention again. And whatever you felt is instead of a heart attack. So which one would you prefer? Moot question. Obviously, a person in their right mind would say, well, give me that pain. Give it now. Now that you recognize that you have increased awareness and your body is the perfect messenger, honor the messenger. Don't curse the messenger. Say, thank you, body. And then you do an inventory of your life. What did I eat? What did I drink today? Was I breathing? Was I conscious of my breathing? Did I get any exercise in? How did I rest last night? Most importantly, what am I going to think about right now, the next moment? What am I thinking? Oh, nothing. Excuse me? You're conscious. You answer my question. And I just said, what are you thinking? You said nothing. That means you're not conscious of what you're thinking. That's called non-conscious creation. Thoughts are things. Humans think. We're the only creatures that do. In the world of quantum physics, like energies attract. The energy emitted by the organ called your brain from thinking cannot be distorted or stopped. It goes out into the known and unknown universe and continues and is stored on the website of humankind. And so every time you access the website of humankind with your mind, you access all the data that every human has ever put on that website. Now, I asked one of my IT guys one time, I said, will we ever run out of websites? And he looked at me, I've never been asked that question. Well, I just asked it because I didn't know the answer. If I don't know the answer to the question, I'll ask. If I can't figure out the answer to the question, I'll ask. If I need more research, I'll get on the internet and I'll find it. And so he goes, no, we will never run out of websites. Wow, so where is it stored? Ooh. See, I don't even want to know that at all. That I don't want to know how deep that rabbit hole goes. I'm not that deep into IT. I have a person I can consult about that, but we will never run out of websites. The energy emitted by the human brain cannot be stopped. X-ray can be stopped by lead. Microwave, they tell mothers with children, get out the room when you turn on the microwave. Why? Yeah, there's a reason why. There's a reason why. And so once you type in on your mental keyboard with your thought, you access all human thought. Be careful what you think about. Think about what you're thinking about while you're thinking about it. Doesn't make you feel good. It's your responsibility to yourself and to humankind to change it and make it positive. Let me say it again. It's like looking at this little white ball sitting on the green grass. I want to make it go in a hole, and it's up to me. What you do with that moment of your life is up to you. No one can make you think anything. You
hold that
choose.
Thought, Doctor. We have a break. We're our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Dr. Lynn Wilbert on Friday, the 25th of September. One last time, if you need a private consultation, just give them a call at 314-495-6480. Doctor, you got about 3 minutes here to conclude your thoughts.
All righty, J.R. I've been in transition here. And hopefully I can make a move to Washington, Missouri before the snow comes, because it's coming fast. But I'm in transition. I'm rebuilding my infrastructure, getting my YouTube channel up. I am on YouTube. I have a few videos, Dr. Wilbert. And all of the things I need to do to become more media oriented. And so with that being said, it's very productive because I'm working to, and infrastructure is important to the growth of any community, society, country, whatever. And so as we build our infrastructure, because outside people are plummeting into the abyss, we have an increase of everything we had since March. And so obviously you're doing something that's not working. If it's not working, then use your intelligence. Intelligence is your ability to adapt to your environment. And so as you figure out what to do, I don't have all the answers. I have most of them. And the reason why I know is because I make proper choices in my life. Dr. Wilbert is an expert at EDBERT, eat, drink, breathe, exercise, rest, and think. And once you do it to your body, used to be a statement, if it feels good, do it. I'm not so sure I agree with that all the time, but your body is a perfect expression of what you've done. If it doesn't feel good, do something different. If you feel worse after taking your medications, figure out how to get off of them while you're not making them. Because at one time you were, then you stopped. And so it is our choices that affect our body's perfect stimulus response. And then we make the mistake of going, oh, what's wrong with my back? And then we go to another human and say, can you find out what's wrong with me? And you be in the hospital for 4 days with $4,000, $5,000 of bills. We didn't find anything, Mr. Wilbert. What? Come back in 6 months and we'll check you again. Well, medical tests are not that sensitive, but they're very specific. Six months later, you didn't change your lifestyle. You got more of what you had. Is that little noise in your car that comes back? Now you got a big bill? Yeah. Well, your body is the same way. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to your thoughts. Think about what you're thinking about while you're thinking about it. And you know what? You can't make anybody else think anything, so don't get into their business. Stay in your business. You think about their business, now you're in their business, and your business suffers. If I have time, there's a little story. It's a dad and his business partner met for lunch, and the little boy was promised lunch after they had a brief meeting, and so it extended. Little boy saying, Dad. Dad say, be quiet. They continue their business meeting. Little boy say, Dad, I'm hungry. Dad say, quiet. Dad, I'm hungry. Will you just be quiet and shut up? And little boy thought to himself, he says, you know what? You can make me shut up on the outside, but on the inside, I'm still talking.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Doctor, thank you so much. I'll be back next Friday.
Yeah. Wonderful, John. Thank you for having me.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe day and weekend. And God bless America.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.